Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is season 6 episode 18 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in the week of May to the 27th to June the 2nd in Mosiah chapters 25 to 28. Today we're continuing through Mosiah 27 as we have a look at the words that were spoken from the angel to Alma and then Alma's response and reaction to this as we go through this difficult transition that he has to go through, but also the lessons we learn from the faithful. So in verse 15, where we left off yesterday, I just had to mention this from the angel. It says, "Now behold, can ye dispute the power of God? For behold, doth not my voice shake the earth? And can ye not also behold me before you? And I am sent from God." So there's always a little bit of kind of, look at what's happening right now. Like, you can't doubt this kind of talk from the angel, which I think is wonderful. Just kind of pointing out to Alma just the reality of the situation that he is in. Seeing the power of God, knowing that he is there and that he has seen the way in which he has rebelled against the church, drawn many away with him. And you can imagine just kind of the sorrow and the guilt that this brings upon Alma and why he goes through what he does. In verse 16, it says, "And now I say unto thee, go and remember the captivity of thy fathers in the land of Helam and in the land of Nephi, and remember how great things he has done for them, for they were in bondage and he delivered them. And now I say unto thee, Alma, go thy way and seek to destroy the church no more, that their prayers may be answered, and this even if thou wilt of thyself be cast off." A couple of things here, which I think is really interesting, that the angel tells Alma to remember the great things that have been done for the people that we've learned about already in the book of Mosiah, the people in Helam, the people in the land of Nephi, who were delivered out of the physical bondage from the Lamanites. Now, again, it's interesting that the angel points this out to Alma in this particular moment. Alma is not in bondage, at least of a physical nature. And so why would the angel tell him to remember the great deliverance the Lord has given to those people? Is it in a way to, again, remind him of the power of God, perhaps? I think perhaps that the angel's doing this because he knows that as he leaves, Alma is going to recognize the great spiritual bondage that he's in, the way in which the chains of sin have wrapped themselves around him so tightly that there is only one way he can be delivered. And that is through the deliverance that the angel speaks about, not in the physical sense that he refers to, but in the spiritual deliverance that the Saviour provides. And I just think that's a wonderful kind of thought about how the angel teaches Alma in this moment how he will be released from this bondage, just as his fathers in the land of Helam and in the land of Nephi were released from that bondage as well. Dennis L. Largy talked about the help and the support that can be given from those who love those who go astray. He said, quote, "Mortal parents who make their own best efforts to reach their children can invoke divine assistance through prayer, for all scriptures unite in testifying that God answers prayers. Perhaps the Lord does send angels, but angels of a different sort. Inspired teachers, friends, bishops, home teachers, scout leaders, and others can serve the same function as angels from above. These embodied angels, inspired by the Holy Ghost, are sent by the Lord to assist and to love." Close quote. A reminder there that not only can we ask and pray for and divine help to help with those that we love, but also that divine help may not come in the form of an angel coming down and shaking the ground beneath them, but it may well be a person sent by God, by the Spirit, to help in that time of need. So the angel departs, Alma and his friends are on the ground, and Alma is so astonished that he cannot move. In fact, in verse 19 it says, "And now the astonishment of Alma was so great that he became dumb, that he could not open his mouth, yea, and he became weak, even that he could not move his hands. Therefore he was taken by those that were with him and carried helpless, even until he was laid before his father." So he is in such a state that he is unable to move, unable to speak or do anything for a period of time. And in this moment, we learn later on in Alma 36 what exactly is going on in thoughts and the mindset of Alma in this moment, because he isn't completely devoid of thoughts or function at this moment, but he is going through a repentance process that is so severe and so changing that he is unable to move or speak. In verse 20, we get a wonderful response by his father, Alma. In verse 20, and they rehearsed unto his father all that had happened unto them, and his father rejoiced, for he knew that it was the power of God, despite the fact that his son is laid dumb out in front of him and cannot move for the space of 2 to 3 days. The Alma the elder is overjoyed because he knows that it is God that has caused this. And whatever is going on, whilst it may seem troubling at that moment to see his son in that state, he knows that God is in it, and therefore whatever happens is going to be the right thing and will be a blessing to Alma, his son, and his family. In fact, he's so convinced of this that in verse 21, and he caused that a multitude should be gathered together that they might witness what the Lord had done for his son and also those that were with him. So he gathers together a whole bunch of people to see it as well. So clearly this for Alma, the elder, is a cause of celebration and a cause of the, an example of the power that the Lord has for his children, and that this is a great cause of celebration for them. And not only this, but he teaches them of this. And then in verse 23, and it came to pass after they had fasted and prayed for the space of 2 days and two nights, the limbs of Alma received their strength, and he stood up and began to speak. So he invites them on this revelatory process. And I think this is a wonderful message again, that, you know, we in our lives, whether it's within our own family or a close friend or a ward member or someone that we know outside of the church, people in our lives go through significant experiences, huge experiences, life-changing experiences, and we can see them go through that, but we can also learn with them through that. Of course, we cannot know and feel what it is that they are feeling or how that experience is for them truly, but we can learn from them and their actions and their decisions as they go through that. And I find it interesting that Alma does this and invites others, a multitude, to come with him and with his son on this journey through this change and this conversion that he has. I think what we'll do is we'll pause there because it's a good moment to stop as Alma receives his strength. And we'll go through the words and the experience that Alma had tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us today, and until we meet again.